The next patient is Alan Kent, and the last name is K-E-N-T. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white male that had a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The patient was prescribed the administration of Jardiance, and he has a history of neurogenic bladder. The neurogenic bladder was followed by Dr. Arciola. In 2021, the patient had a TURP, and he was able to urinate freely without any complications. Last month, the patient was admitted to the hospital with a septic shock associated to urinary tract infection. It has been very difficult for him to recover. He has been weak and tired. He was anemic. He has been anemic, but he has maintained a body weight that is around 178 pounds, which is pretty close to his ideal weight. Comes today for a follow-up. The latest determination of the serum creatinine in the hospital that we have is on December the 18th of 2023, where the creatinine was reported 0.53, the BUN was 9, and the estimated GFR was 103 mLs per minute. The patient didn't have significant amount of protein in the past. We don't have a most recent determination of the proteinuria that we will be ordering. Period. Given the fact that the patient has neurogenic bladder, he needs the urologist, Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, follow-up. Number two, diabetes mellitus that at the present time is treated with Janumet 50/1000 and a glimepiride. He has appointment with the endocrinologist to continue the follow-up. The blood sugar readings have been around 120 most of the time. Following number B12 deficiency and supplementation. Following number BPH and neurogenic bladder that needs an appointment with Dr. Arciola. Following number hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a blood pressure that is 130 over 80. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 6 weeks, just to make sure that everything gets done the way it's supposed to be. The patient and the wife were explained about the plan, and we will make sure that he implements all the recommendations. Paragraph, we invested 20 minutes reviewing the admission to a hospital in the face-to-face 25 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.